right, everyone. Welcome to Holistish, the Holistic Health Podcast, where we discuss holistic health, wellness, and beauty with a healthy dose of skepticism. And let me tell you, it's a healthy dose. I'm Jenna.
And I'm Sierra.
Welcome back.
Welcome.
Can you believe? Here we are again.
Well, I'm excited to be talking about the product that we're talking about today, because I don't think we've discussed it in depth. But you are the person that told me to get it, which is interesting.
Why? Because you think I'm stupid?
No, because I feel like usually it's us mutually coming to an agreement to try something. But I don't know. I feel like you were very adamant about me trying this product. And I've never seen you so enthusiastic.
It was a game changer for me.
It really was.
But before we get into it, I'm going to go ahead and do our news moment. Now, when you say the word news, it's all relative, right? News could be this century. Mm-hmm. But, you know, this is pretty recent, depending on when we air this episode. So I won't say, but this is a pretty recent article that I just thought was very interesting. It's titled, "Can You Take Probiotics to Lose Weight?" Now, this sounds like the magic cure-all, doesn't it? I mean, it sounds too good to be true. Mm-hmm. So, probiotics, what are they, Sierra? The World Health Organization says that they're live microorganisms, which, when administered in adequate amounts, confer a health benefit on the host. Very vague, right? Yeah. What's the health benefit?
Who knows?
It's debatable. We all know that gut health is super important. We talk about that all the time here on this podcast. I personally am a champion of gut health with my IBS and such. So yeah, if probiotics help your gut and help you lose weight, maybe that could be really cool. So I thought this was just an interesting study that they did. They took some rats and they guts, or I guess mice, fine. They're inside, so they were mice. So they got some mice, and they have the mice to have the same microbiome of an overweight person. So they somehow got them to do that. Now, I'm not a scientist. I don't know how they did that. So by having the same microbiome in the little mouse gut, even when the mouse ate the same diet that it was eating before they had that microbiome of an overweight person, they were more likely to gain weight, which is interesting to me. So what does that mean? Nothing, right? Because it's a mouse and it's different. But I just think that that was an interesting little study that they've been doing. And of course, this article goes on to say, like, look, humans are not the same as mice, and the calorie difference is likely to make in humans compared to mice very small. So there's a lot that we still don't understand about the microbiome. So you can't say, like, you can't blame weight gain on bacteria right now in the bowel, right? So the studies are continuing. We don't know if probiotics help you lose weight, but we know that probiotics are really good for you and that gut health is directly linked to the brain, right? So a healthy gut is a healthy mind. And having said that, if you need some probiotics, you can go over to Gut Garden. Our friends over at Gut Garden, I'm serious, like not even an ad, have the best probiotics ever. And you can use the promo code HOLISTISH to get
15% off?
I don't remember. But it, you get some money off, so do that. But what do you think? Like,
yeah, like I do think this article was really interesting. I thought it was written in a way that was like pretty easy to understand, I guess, by the layperson. But
it's me.
Okay, so in college, this was talked about a lot, the microbiome and different microbes that compose regions of your body. So the gut microbiome, we can talk about like the vaginal microbiome just in general. That was like a real hot topic when I was in college. So also from a scientific standpoint, we know that the gut microbiome of obese individuals is different than that of someone perhaps with a normal BMI. And it's, I think obese individuals have less diversity and more of this specific type of bacteria called Firmicutes. So we know that there's a difference, but I think, without getting too scientific, the question, I guess, is the same question you had after reading this article. It's like, how do we, if you have a, like, obese or bad gut microbiome, how do we change it to, like, the good one? And that's kind of always been the question. Is it as easy as just taking probiotics? I'm not quite sure, you know? Because I think once, like, that microbiome is established, that's the issue, trying to change it. And I don't know if just taking probiotics is enough to do so, but it's interesting to think about for sure.
Yeah, and the more that they do studies on this sort of thing, I'm hoping to kind of follow this, you know, in the background slowly over 30 years or whatever.
And then I do think we need to look into probiotics more, because I think, well, we should do an episode about probiotics, but anecdotally, I take them and I just feel better taking them. I feel like I'm less bloated, are they actually changing your microbiome that much to potentially alter it and have you lose weight? I'm not quite sure. You know, I feel like you would have to have a mega dose of probiotics and, like, flush out all your old microbes and then replace them. But I feel like that's a little crazy.
Right. But that's the thing about it. It's that take away the weight loss potential. Like,
exactly.
We need to, like, either take probiotic supplements or have fermented foods or both. Like, that's part of having a really healthy gut, is what we've been told forever. And if they're able to change the mice's microbiome to that of an obese person, does that mean that we can change ours? Like, there's so many questions. Like, I don't know.
There's so many questions, and I'm not educated enough in this topic. But something that's interesting that maybe we should look into is, in college, one of my professors really hyped up this book called The Microbiologist Diet or something. And it's from a well, it's my understanding. I need to look into this more. It's the microbiologist who kind of goes through like what foods you should and shouldn't be eating, not so much in, like, a restrictive way, but just, like, I think one topic my professor talked about was, oh, I recommend implementing, like you said, fermented foods or just things that would be good for you from that perspective. So that would be interesting to kind of see how that compares with other diets, you know, we're aware of. But yeah, microbiome stuff is definitely a hot topic in, like, science and medicine. Mm-hmm. And beyond just the the proposed, I guess, things, I'm not quite sure about changing your microbiome and how that would be done in this article.
Yeah, and but are an expert and I am a layperson, but all I know is that if you have gout, you're supposed to eat sauerkraut.
I mean, that is what people say.
It works. I have insider information. Yeah. Do you take probiotics or eat fermented food? Which one do you do? If you do it, let us know. Hit us up on Instagram. We're going to be posting about this episode, of course, so we want to know. But yeah, I just thought that was interesting. Whether or not it helps you lose weight, it definitely helps you be more healthy. And that could in turn help you lose weight if you need to. Exactly. If you need to. If you don't need to, then nobody needs to, let's just say that. Live it.
The topic is so complex, but definitely just something to keep in mind. I don't know, very interesting.
The next fad diet is probiotics.
Just eating bacteria, straight up colonies of bacteria, like a petri dish. Just kidding.
No, don't do that. All right, okay. So Sierra, what are we talking about today?
I'm so excited. So today we're going to be talking about The Ordinary, the brand The Ordinary. They're AHA 30% plus BHA 2% exfoliating peeling solution. So this is a product that has over 3,000 reviews with an overall rating of 4.4 out of 5 stars on Ulta.com. Similar reviews and ratings on Sephora. And it costs about $8. And I feel like I saw this for the first time during the pandemic on TikTok when it was going super viral.
We call it the period mask.
The period mask. It looks like period blood. But this has seems to be like a cult kind of favorite. And so you were very enthusiastic about us trying it out, and I am glad that you were. Okay. So let's talk about this product, why we tried it out, and why it's holistic. So this is a peeling solution mask from The Ordinary. That's kind of like a chemical exfoliating facial, and the AHA BHA stands for alpha and beta hydroxy acids. I'll talk a little more about that in a minute. So this is a water-based mask that you rinse off. And The Ordinary says you should use this 2 times weekly. And they say it's ideal for experienced users of exfoliating acids looking for solutions for textural irregularities, dullness, and signs of congested pores. So, why is it holistic? What do you think about that?
Yeah, so I just want to point out that I have seen some friends online calling this a peeling mask, like a pe like, but it's not. You wash it off. So I just want to clarify to our friends online who might be nervous about peeling their whole face off. You just wash it off. Okay, so no worries. 'Cause you know, I don't super love peeling masks unless they're a very specific one. So, but this one is not. So, just wanted to put that out there. Yeah, I think that it's holistic because it's
Exactly.
skincare. Isn't
Yeah.
skincare
I think, we're like trying to target our skin and use products that have goodies in it. It's not plastic surgery. I don't know. I feel like it's just holistic, you know?
Yeah, like it's not standard medicinal. It's not, it's like what is body lotion?
Exactly.
You know,
A
it's holistic.
nutraceutical, if you will.
It's
No, just kidding.
holistic.
Exactly. So, before we talk more about this product, I think it's important to understand what AHA and BHA is because I didn't quite know. So, AHA and BHA are 2 ingredients that you might see in other skincare products. And again, they are the like chemical exfoliant components that help remove dead skin cells from the top layer of your skin. So, people say that the AHA and BHAs have anti-aging effects. Obviously, they're going to smooth fine lines, improve texture, and let's see. Oh, one thing I thought was interesting. I thought that like AHA and BHA were the names of the ingredients themselves, but it's important to point out that there are other names for these. So some names for AHAs are glycolic acid, lactic acid, citric acid. And then some names for BHAs are salicylic acid, beta hydroxybutanoic acid, tropic acid. So if you go and look in your ingredient list and you see these components, they're AHA and BHA. So it might not say like AHA and BHA on the product you're using, but if you look in the ingredients list and see these, you know that those components are in the product that you're using, which I think is interesting because not all of my skincare products like say AHA and BHA, but they do have some of these
And
components.
that's what I was gonna say about The Ordinary is that they don't put any frilly labels like better than sex moisturizer or whatever. They don't name their st and I'm no shade to that, but they just name their products exactly what's in it, like to down to the percentage, you know. So I really appreciate that because one, it makes me educate myself and be like, oh, what is squalene, you know, or whatever it might be. What is AHA, BHA, or
Yeah, literally.
AHA, BHA? Yeah, but so you learn about it, you know what you're putting on your face, on your body, and The Ordinary forces you to educate yourself, which I enjoy.
So the benefits that are listed on the Ordinary's website is that it obviously is going to target skin texture irregularities. It can tighten and kind of make your face feel, I don't know, soft as a baby bottom after because it's an exfoliant, right?
Yes.
It targets uneven skin tone.
Yes. So as some of my friends that I recommended this product to have been like, oh, Jenna, I don't know. Like, I have really sensitive skin. Like, I can't even use certain fabric softeners. Like, bleep, blop. I can't do this and that. Okay. Well, same girly. So,
yeah.
The Ordinary does recommend that you do a patch test. I have did it, like, behind my ear a little bit. Still, like, on face skin. Maybe, like, under my ear. You could do it really anywhere. I'm not going to tell you that it's not going to fuck up your face, but I really don't think it will. Like, I haven't had any friends that have had a problem. But do a patch test. So if you want to learn more about patch testing, not from me, you can look on The Ordinary's website. They have a patch testing guide. So you want to use this at nighttime, and don't use it every night. Like, I was really obsessed with it, and I didn't read the directions about only using it up to twice a week, so I needed to calm down. It didn't do anything bad, but it probably just makes it less effective if you use it too much, or, like, you might rub your skin raw. I don't know. So no more than twice a week. You know, I don't even do it nowadays. I do it maybe, like, twice a month, honestly. Depends on what I need. So you got to clean your face off and dry your skin. Let it dry whatever you want. Don't put it on wet skin. It's not going to be good. It will never, like, harden or get goopy. So you're going to put it evenly across your face. You know, don't put it on your soft eyeball skin. Like, and then you're going to leave it on for 10 minutes. And I do my neck too. So all across your face, forehead, temples, nose, I do my little mustache area, and I bring it all the way down to my neck. I don't do past my clavicle, but yeah, down into your neck, leave it on for 10 minutes. So I know that some people have been concerned about tingling or something. You really don't feel anything. It just gets goopy, like, not hard, rock hard, but it definitely tightens on your skin. It goes from a liquid to a gooper goop. So leave it on, wash it off. I do it before a shower if I'm going to shower at night. So 10 minutes max, and then I get in the shower and wipe it off my face, wash it off with a washcloth or your hands or whatever. So then you gotta be careful, because I don't know about you guys, but I use my vitamin C serum at night. So I don't use that if I'm doing the Ordinary peeling exfoliating mask that we're talking about right now, because it warns you not to do that. You don't wanna overdo it, and it can cause you to be more sensitive to the sunlight, which retinoid also does, and vitamin C serum. So don't get yourself burned if you are very pale or, you know. So, yeah. So that's pretty much it. And then after you do that, you can moisturize. But what I like to do is feel my face, because afterwards you can definitely tell a difference.
Yes, I agree. So before we get into our thoughts and opinions about the product, just want to again emphasize the key ingredients. So this product, the major ingredients are the glycolic acid, the lactic acid, the tartaric acid, salicylic acid, the Tasmanian pepperberry, which is what I'm told gives it the red hue.
Oh, I was going to ask you. I'm so glad you know the answer.
Yes, and I can double check that too. There's also hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and black carrot, which, interesting.
What the fuck is that?
I have no idea. It sounds witchy. but then also be reminded that this product is formulated without fragrance. It's vegan. There's no alcohol, gluten, nuts, oil, silicone, parabens, sulfates. No mineral oils, no animal oils, no formaldehyde. Scary that we have to say that. And no mercury. So, again, a holistic product all around. It has some good properties in case you were concerned.
But you missed methylchloroacetylone.
Yeah, I skipped over the ones I can't pronounce. There's two methyls in there.
No methyls. But there's actually no methyls. So cruelty free also. The ordinary is
yeah
our friend and friend of our animals. And no oxybenzone. Did you say that?
I don't remember. Okay. Yeah, weird that you have to say formaldehyde and mercury, but okay. Do you want should we go over what we think first, and then do you want to read some of the reviews? Okay. Okay, Jenna, since you told me about this product, when did you first hear about it, and what made you go get it?
So I had seen it, I think, on TikTok.
Yes.
Also, like, just watching people with, like, bloody red faces, and I'm like, what is happening?
Mm-hmm.
But then my fiancé was the one that was like, we have to buy this. And we were at Sephora. I was getting my birthday treat, and I happened to see it on an end cap, so they got me. And it was, like, $8. So I was like, all right, I'm getting this. Mm-hmm. We took it home and used it. We super loved it. And a word to the wise, it is in a glass bottle, and we accidentally dropped it and shattered it everywhere. It looked like a crime scene in our bathroom. Yeah. But we just bought another one because guess what? It's $8. Yeah, yeah, I heard about it by being bullied into purchasing it on my birthday. So, and you heard about it from me.
I started seeing it everywhere. So this was probably like a year ago. Maybe longer?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we've been in the know. We've done new for a while. And then in case you haven't seen the product before, I just wanted to describe it a bit further. It's red and sticky, and I think it smells like vinaigrette. Am I crazy?
Yeah, you might be. No, I could see that. It definitely smells just like... It has a smell. I'm not sure what the smell is. Maybe vinaigrette. Don't put it on your salad.
And then again, just pointing out that it like burns and tingles a bit at first, but it's nothing too crazy, in my opinion.
I did not have that experience. My fiance did have that experience of the burning, tingling. I know other people who also have not had that experience, so I think it could just go either way. I would not be alarmed if you feel a burning tingling, because it's like sometimes when I put on my vitamin C creams, I get a burning from that, and that just means that it's working.
That's what I think. Also, I want to say something about ordinary products, because I feel like people talk shit about them sometimes online, saying like they're not the most like concentrated, or I've seen people online saying like, oh, why are you using the ordinary retinol, like go to your dermatologist and get a prescription. To that I say, like, some of us can't use the hard-hitting stuff. I feel like sometimes things are a bit intense for me, and they...
Also, who is this privileged person saying that? Like, a lot of people, A, don't have insurance, or B, have to get a referral, if they do have insurance, to go to a dermatologist. So, STF you, madam,
and
sir.
And I also just think, like, in general, some other, like, the Rock retinol and other... Why I haven't used a chemical exfoliant is because they destroy my face. So I'm glad that the ordinary products are, like, gentle enough that I can actually use them. So that's something I just wanted to point out. Like, I have very sensitive skin, and it only tingled a little bit for me. So if you've had bad experiences with chemical exfoliants in the past, maybe this would be for you.
Yes, I definitely would reiterate that this is a very gentle but effective treatment that you can do for yourself at home and not be scared that you're going to burn your whole face
seriously
off.
So how long have you been using it then?
So I've been using it for about probably a year and a half, maybe almost 2 years.
Yeah, okay.
Like I said, I only use it like once or twice a month. But it's there. When I'm not dropping it on the ground, I'm using it.
I know. I think I started using it like a year ago when you told me about it, so you've been using it slightly longer. But yeah, I think we both use it consistently. Like, it's definitely part of our weekly routine for sure.
Yeah
Okay, now getting into the nitty-gritty, so what effects have you seen using this product? And you can split it up like immediate effects and any long-term effects that you've seen.
So for me, long-term effects, I'm on a skincare journey. Like, I have been critiquing and moving things around in my skincare regimen and trying new things and that sort of thing. And I feel that I have gotten to a place where my skin is very nice. I don't know if you can tell.
It looks really good. It, yeah, seriously.
I've got just a little acne, but that's okay. It's because from masks.
I look healthy.
Well, I am a huge skincare nerd. I don't really wear makeup. I'm como se dice, butch-ish, so I'm not gonna put on like unless I'm having a party or something. I really don't do a ton of makeup. I put on some brows and mascara and that's about it. These days I don't wear anything, but my brain draws me to skincare. It's like my favorite thing. So I love to try out different things. I love getting little samples from Sephora or wherever. It's so fun to try out this stuff so I don't have to spend like $80 on a little pot of it.
Yep.
But I would say that The Ordinary, this mask, I clutched onto it after first use. I said, this is going to be in my routine because the instant effects are just so nice. Your skin looks like bright and glowing. I've had issues with dark spots, you know, in my whole 20s, just like acne scars, whatever it might be. And vitamin C serum has helped me with that. This thing has helped me with that. This exfoliant has definitely like said, okay, time to produce new marked up cells to make your face look youthful. So long-term effects, creating nice dark mark erasers situation, and short-term effects, instant glow, and your face just feels like not dried out, not tight. It just feels good. What about you?
So similar to you, like right after you use it, your face feels just really tight and smooth, which is really nice. And I feel like it takes other product well, like your moisturizer really just like, it like sucks it up, which is nice. But then long term, before I started using this product, I asked my friend if she wanted to go get Botox with me. And like the next year I said, hey girl, we're approaching 30. Let's go get some Botox.
Oh yes, I remember this now.
But a year after using this, like my forehead wrinkle is gone, which is crazy. And I feel like
that is a testament.
It's a testament. And
that thing is
gone. But I don't know. It just makes you look so youthful and smooth. I feel like some products have like too much hyaluronic acid where you look like a bit bloated. Or, I don't know, things aren't looking quite right. But I feel like it's a good smoothing and plumping, but it's not extra crazy. Like, that's what I've noticed over the past year. Like, improved texture, improved color, because, as you know, I have, like, the undertone of a corpse. So I feel like my face is just brighter, less wrinkly. I don't know. I feel like it's a miracle product. It is.
And I have large pores. And it really helps my pores minimize their aggression on my face. I've had large pores my whole life upon entering maturity. And it's been something that I have been insecure about. But this product, like, for real, helps them get smoothed out and less noticeable.
Oh, man. And I think one day also we need to talk about, like, the hullabaloo that's our skincare routine, because I feel like every day it's just like witchcraft. Like, I'm concocting random shit to put on my face and it's different because of like the products I'm using. So like, oh, if I'm using this product, I can't use my vitamin C or my retinol, but then on a Wednesday that's when I use my vitamin C and this other product, and then on Thursday that's when it's gotten a little bit crazy. You know what I'm saying? You can't mix all your things at once or you'll melt your face off.
Yeah, don't do that.
Okay. We need to talk about, well, you already kind of talked about it, the price. Mm-hmm. Like, I cannot believe it's
$8. It's a good price. And it lasts. Like, that, it's a 1 ounce little tincture pot thing.
And how long?
And it has like,
that's what I was gonna say. How long do you think it's lasted?
I haven't finished a whole one because we dropped the first one. But I would say like It's gotta have at least like 60 masks in there, right?
I have no idea, because this one I've got a year ago and I'm kind of close to repurchasing, but there's still some in there. Like, that's pretty amazing.
It's got a lot in there. And that's the thing about, like, we started this podcast a couple years ago, like more than 3, and I still have the retinoid from when we originally did The Ordinary, and I use it all the time. So this stuff lasts forever.
I know, it's crazy. And then one thing I wanted to talk about before we get into our final thoughts and recommendations. So, one thing I wanted to look up, because I don't know, obviously on Cetaphil and CeraVe products, it says like dermatologist approved, whatever. So I was trying to Google and see, like, do dermatologists approve of The Ordinary? Like, what are their thoughts? I found like some opinions from like estheticians. And then I stumbled on this website called The Derm Review, where they like actually looked into this brand. And I feel like obviously some other dermatologists on like TikTok, Instagram have given their opinions about Ordinary products, but I don't know if it has like the universal dermatologist seal of approval, which is kind of like my standard when I look at some products. But what's actually interesting is on this article specifically dedicated to The Ordinary on The Derm Review, they said that they are kind of like going through and ranking The Ordinary's best products. So first they talk about how this brand is affordable, which is, you know, like what we touched on. Not everyone can go to the dermatologist, like that's real. And they're just saying that the price point is really good. And then later on in the article, when they talk about what are the top 10 best ordinary skin care products, their number one is the peeling solution that we're talking about today. So it's kind of interesting that this derm review kind of website also, I guess, sees how great this product is. And then they do confirm here that the red color is due to the Tasmanian pepperberry. So
That
that's what happens when you open the bottle.
Oh,
So
Taz.
yeah, just something interesting to look into. I guess no one's really come to a consensus on this range, but it's just good to know that this product is being recognized. I feel like a lot of people rave about this product in general.
They do. And speaking of that, I was just gonna look at
Oh,
some of
yes,
the
please.
reviews on Ulta. There's a 2,500, almost 2,600 5-star reviews, just on Ulta. People are like, this stuff saved my skin. Like, I have adult acne and my face was dull. My skin was dull and this really fixed it. Okay, so a bunch of like, my skin was so soft. This is great. This person said, I use it after washing my face or after a shower. It stings some and it will irritate your skin a lot if you don't follow the directions. You have to leave it on for, oh, well, it, she says you have to leave it on for 10 minutes, but I think that it's up to 10
Up to
minutes.
10 minutes, yeah.
So, right. Yeah. So, lots of 5-star reviews. There's almost 300 1-star reviews on Ulta. People are saying that it burns or that it doesn't do anything. So, I mean, that's 300 people who are upset, and you know, that's the
That's
full
valid.
room. So, like, just be careful when you're using it. I don't want people's skin to burn, but I don't have this issue. So, if you don't like it, give it to your friend and say, or give it to your worst enemy.
Oh, man.
But 2,600 versus 300, I think that's a good situation. And if you don't like it, if it doesn't do anything for you, you're out $8. Okay. Tweet me. We'll take care of it. So, yeah, so those are some of the reviews. Everybody's raving about how soft it makes your skin feel, how much it glows, and that's what it's supposed to do. That's what it's advertised to do. So that's good that we're getting the results we want, right?
Exactly. So, what is your final rating out of 5 stars? What do you give this product?
5 stars! I love it! I love it so much!
I agree. I could give it more. 10 out of 5. It's so good.
Yes. It gets extra credit points. It's so good. So go ahead and try that for us. Let us know what you think. If you already do use it, I want to know. Let me know. So Sierra, now we have to move on to our final segment. Bop or flop, bitch.
Bop or flop.
What's your bop this week?
So my bop this week is probably going to the gym more. I feel like I've really been on a gym kick, which I haven't really been on since, I think, before the pandemic, honestly. Like, I've been, like, half-ass working out probably since September, but I feel like this week is the first time I've actually really, like, enjoyed my workouts and have looked forward to it and have gotten that, like, endorphin release, you know what I'm saying? Like, after going to the gym.
Definitely.
Which is great, because I thought it would never come back, which is scary, and nothing's worse than just doing a workout and hating your life, you know?
Right. Yeah. And you don't want to, I mean, I always have heard, like, if you are miserable when you're working out, stop.
It's
because
bad.
You're going to, like, make yourself associate working out with misery.
Yes.
You know, so we don't want to do
that. We don't want to do
that. But yeah, I need to hit the gym more. I actually have a home gym, like, no, I'm not fancy. I have some weights that I bought, like, over the lockdown.
Yes.
That I need to use, and I have a yoga mat. And I have a little stationary bike that I like to watch Netflix and ride.
Make your own Peloton.
Yeah, it's not a Peloton. It's a...
Genaton.
Genaton. It's a fake as hell
Peloton. It's your bop this week.
All right. So, today, I pulled out my little phone and I opened Google and I said, can you wash your pillows? Because I was doing all this laundry. I was on a roll and I was kind of spring cleaning. I opened all the windows to let all the fresh air in. Well,
L-O-L.
Fresh for New York. The smog air. And you know, I have a precious little kitty cat and I'm allergic to her, technically. I take medicine to not be, but if I stick my face in her, if she sleeps on my pillow, it's not good for me. I just have a snot attack. So I wanted to wash my pillows, and then, you know, Google says, hey, like, you should wash your pillows, like, I think it's at least twice a year, if not every month. And I said, oh, I didn't know that. So I looked at the little tags on my pillows. One of them said, do not wash. But I did anyway. And guess what? No one died. I put 3 of my huge ass pillows in the washing machine. Just like a tablespoon of detergent. Not very much at all. I didn't do any fabric softener. And then I tumbled them on low for the full 30 minutes or whatever the dryer does. And I also have those little alpaca balls.
Oh,
highly recommend that
I
put in the dryer. It just helps keep space between the clothes.
That's holistic.
I know, we'll talk about that one day. Alpaca balls. So they came out and I was like, oh god, I probably fucked up my pillows. Like, they're gonna be all lumpy and crazy. And they have like a poly blend inside. One of them is feathers, I think. Or like faux feathers. They came out, they were so fluffy, they smelled so good, and they were white, like
crisp,
restored to their like original,
their factory setting
form. The little drool marks that I had on there were gone, and I just really felt like any sort of dander and sweat and stuff that had built up on them was gone. And I'm like, I'm gonna start doing this every month. I'm gonna wash these pillows, because it really, you know, and like, long term, let's see if that totally kills them, but at least I'll have clean pillows. And then I'm gonna sleep on one tonight and see if I wake up not congested, because
that'll
be the
amazing.
Best day ever. So wash your pillows.
I do
it's
have to say, this does not work for memory foam pillows, because I washed a memory foam pillow and then it came out and it was just loose chunks of memory foam in the pillow casing, and that was tragic.
So yes, so the pillows that I had, the big ones that they're like king size pillows or whatever, their little tag said wash, like wash cold or wash warm, gentle cycle or whatever. I washed them on warm and everyone lived. We're okay. So definitely look into it. I mean, yeah, don't do your memory foam pillows, but like,
yes,
change those. I don't know. No, I'm getting grossed out thinking about pillows and mattresses and stuff.
There's probably like a little ecosystem in there, which is sick. A terrarium.
Okay. Oh my goodness. Okay, but what's your flop?
I didn't really have that many flops this week, but one thing I was trying out, long fake nails, because I wanted to be like a girly girl and be that girl that has her nails done all the time. And yes,
a Kardashian, but yes, with like alien a functioning hands.
Girly girl. And I've just realized it's not for me. Like, I'm an absolute animal monster and I have to get my raccoon hands into everything. And
I was going to say, your job doesn't really allow for you to have precisely.
It was
nails.
Really annoying. I think it would be good if you had an event, or maybe for me if I was on vacation and wasn't going to work. I think having long nails, and specifically I was using like these kind of classier press-ons, and I recommend them if you have like maybe like a wedding weekend where you're going to like the rehearsal dinner, whatever, because they stay on. But I don't know, I'm just not a nail girl, and they were grossing me out because I was picking up food and eating with them, and then I was thinking, what kind of nasty shit is under my nail? Like, is it harboring bacteria? And then it gave me anxiety, and I just am really sad to say that I'm not a long nail girl, and it's kind of a flop for me. But I might use them like for my wedding or something, but it's just not, it's not for me. Yeah.
You put them on yourself? Okay, because when I put on nails,
yes,
rarely do I. I'm not kidding, 1 hour later, one's okay. popped off already.
Maybe you need to go a step up, because these press-ons were advertised as like, get Kylie Jenner's nails, salon quality, lasts up to 2 weeks, and they lasted really well. So maybe...
Okay, well...
Yes.
Well, maybe I need to not be a cheapskate. But again,
for something like an event, great. It's just not practical for me, and it was grossing me out. But I want to hear about your flop, because I'm curious about this.
Yeah. Okay, so my flop this week is, well, once again, ladies and gentlemen, I fell for advertising. Capitalism really gets me. The closer I move to 30... the more I'm trying to order things off the TV.
Oh, no!
You know what I mean?
No.
But that's not what happened this time. So I blindly bought a 12-pack of the new-ish Coca-Cola Starlight flavor. I don't know if you've seen this in your grocery store. It's like, it's Coca-Cola, and it says Starlight, but it's got little galaxy, like, graphic
what
on
is
it,
it?
And I'm like, what does that even taste like? Because Starlight, Sierra, is not a flavor profile.
Is there moon dust in it? I don't understand.
And what does that taste like? So I said, I gotta get it. And it was the little tiny mini cans, which I think are so cute. I'm America's best customer, because I will buy stupid stuff just because I think it's cute. Or I like the graphics.
Yes,
whatever.
Yes.
So... Coca-Cola Starlight, it's fine. The problem that I have with it is that it's like weird red. It looks like the color of this peel we just talked about.
Yeah, why is it red and what does it taste like?
I don't know why it's red. I couldn't tell you, honestly. I didn't even know it was red until I like happened to just pour it into a glass one day because I was drinking it out of the can.
Yeah.
And the can was in a box, so nobody freak out. Yeah. I didn't have Bodega Cat rat shit on the can lid. So, yeah. It's red, and I can't really explain. It sort of tastes like medicine.
Oh, great.
Or chocolate.
What?
That's not helpful,
chocolate
right?
Medicine Coke?
It's not... Let me just be clear. It's not bad. I drank the whole entire 12-pack, not in one sitting, but over, like, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I have pulled one slowly out of the fridge every once in a while and I drink it.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's just like, what? I don't know what it tastes like. It does have that familiar Coke taste.
Yeah.
But then it's just got this weird, like, it's not even like berry, but it's something indescribable. So I understand why they named it Starlight, because they're like, well, whatever, you know, it's like, I don't know what it tastes like. Chocolate medicine. That's all I can say. But not in a bad way.
Yeah. I feel like we could use Coke also as an exfoliating mask. It's so spicy.
Oh, it is. Yes. So
I really feel like I should try this now. Now you've intrigued me and I must try it.
You should try it. Try to get someone to buy it for you, though.
Yeah. No, but that was interesting. Thank you for sharing. Because no one has described it. Like, I see people drinking it at work, and I'm just like, what is it? And they're like, Coca-Cola Starlight! I'm like, okay.
It's like Pepsi that means Clear. What? But no, it's better than Pepsi Clear, based on my memory of that.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's like, you know what? Man. It kind of tastes like a not spicy as hell Dr. Pepper. Kind of a little bit like
okay.
That. But there's something else going on in there.
Because, like,
let's see what Google says. What does Coca-Cola Starlight taste like? So oh, I'm going to throw up. This beverage giant describes Coca-Cola Starlight as having notes reminiscent of stargazing around a campfire. That's not a taste. That's not a taste.
So, like, wood? I'm confused.
And then it says also a refreshing taste that evokes the feeling of a cold journey to space.
Who?
That's also not a taste.
Okay, I'm officially over it. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Okay, I know how to let's reel it back in. Jenna knows how to describe Coca-Cola Starlight. I'm going to tell you which liquor I think would go best with it.
Jaeger?
No, I would say, well, you know, typically you could do like rum and Coke, right?
Yeah.
Jaeger. oh, bad memories. I think rum would be fine with it, but, you know, I would like to try, like, a nice, probably, like, an orange vodka. I think that could be interesting. Maybe even, like, a dark rum, I think, could be good.
Interesting.
Yeah. Is that helpful?
Okay.
No.
Okay. I think it's helpful. Well, I need to try it now. That's what I'll do before
our next
meeting.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll get my little hands on one. Yeah. Well, I'm glad we finally talked about this product, like, face-to-face and described everything we loved about it. Because, I mean, really, it's a classic on a cult favorite? Cult classic on the internet.
Okay.
And we feel the same way,
yes,
you know?
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you for listening. Please follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Holistish and email us at holistishpodcast@gmail.com. Let us know your bops and flops. Have you tried Coca-Cola Starlight? Do you have experience going to space? Let us know.
Thank you for going on this journey with us. goodbye.
Bye.